When would something happen? This was the cry of Israel. When would we be set free of the oppression and the power of the Romans? When would a Messiah come? When would someone come to set us free? And around that time, a prophet arose down by the Jordan, a man named John, John the Baptizer, son of a priest. We had thought that he might be one. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand, he said. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, you might think that this was good news. But for blokes like me, simple laborers around Galilee, this really wasn't much good news. Maybe it was if you were rich. Maybe it was if you were powerful. It might be good news if you were a scribe or a Pharisee or a priest. But ordinary blokes like me working out in the fields, this was hardly good news. It seemed that according to the priests and the Pharisees, the bar was so high to jump over to get into the kingdom of heaven that even someone like me could hardly jump over it. If you were sick, you were out. Obviously, you'd sinned. If you were a cripple, you were out. Obviously, you had sinned. If you were a tax collector, you were out. Obviously, you had sinned. If you were a leper, you were unclean and you were out. Obviously, you had sinned and were not worthy. If you'd committed adultery or some such sin, you're out. If you were a foreigner... So this hardly seemed good news to us, my brothers, when one day another prophet appeared. A most unlikely prophet, a man named Jesus of Nazareth, carpenter's son, came and also preached this same good news. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. But something was different. Something was different. You know, brothers, to this day, I can't recall the words he said, but I know what I heard. And suddenly, when you were with him, it seemed at last that you mattered. Suddenly, to be with Jesus, the carpenter, son of Nazareth, prophet of Israel, you mattered. And it seemed now that whereas before the kingdom of God seemed so far away, as far as the temple in Jerusalem, as far as Mount Sinai, but now it seemed as though the kingdom of God was so close when you were with Jesus that all you had to do was to reach out and touch the hem of his garment. And it seemed as though that when you were with Jesus of Nazareth, the kingdom of God had come down and was dwelling amongst us. And whereas before it seemed that you had to do so much to jump over this bar to get into the kingdom of heaven, now it seemed like the days of Naaman of old when all you had to do was just that little thing. Some kid got into the kingdom of heaven by bringing him 5 stale bread rolls and 2 bits of fish one day. 10 lepers got into the kingdom of heaven by simply crying out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. A tax collector came up to Jesus, and Jesus said, welcome home, my son, for you too are a son of Abraham. A woman, menstrual bleed for 12 years. Everyone she touched, everything she touched, just reached out and touched the hem of his garment and came home. It seemed now the kingdom of God was so close that all you had to do, especially when Jesus was around, was just to reach out and touch the hem of his garment. And at last we heard the good news that we mattered. And not only to Jesus, but to God. We had found our way back home and we mattered to God. Brothers, That is good news. Peace be with you.